Chapter 3. Spooky. I had a cat for 21 years. He shouldn't have survived. Yet he did survive to bring so many hours of joy to my life for so many years. And to this day, you can sometimes feel his wet nose touch your leg as he still waits for my spirit to join him. Bill Bezanson grew up on a family farm outside the small town of Romeo, Michigan. Even today, Romeo has a population of only 3,000 people, a newspaper that costs $18 for a yearly subscription, and a downtown whose claim to fame is that it has never been destroyed by a major fire, something apparently quite common in the old logging communities of Macomb County. After living for 30 years in Spencer, Iowa, a town whose downtown was destroyed by fire in 1931, I agree this is quite an accomplishment. I also understand the isolation of the family farm. At least in the 1950s and early 1960s, when both Bill and I were growing up. In those days, you didn't have television or video games or computers to keep you connected to the outside world. You had a radio, and a ham radio, if you were interested in that hobby. You had an old truck, which might have a CB, and you had a telephone. It was a party line, with a local operator, and half the time the connection was so fuzzy you couldn't understand a word. When my family finally bought a television around 1960, my father mentioned it to his cousins in South Dakota. The phone connection was so bad, they thought our family had tuberculosis. TB. They prayed for us for an entire year. What you also had on the farm in those days was family and work. Even as a child, you worked from dawn to dusk during the harvest. When the sun went down, you went to sleep. If you couldn't fall asleep, you could look out your bedroom window and see a million stars, but only a single house light way off in the distance. That was my experience anyway. Bill Bezanson couldn't...